Welcome to the Industry Horror Coffin Cast. I'm your host, Nathan. And also, I have here with me some Bobby. Here to have the podcast charts rise from the dead. In this episode, we will review a monster that has existed for over 70 years, an allegory on the atomic bomb and made history of all days on Mario Day by winning their first Oscar for the legend Kaiju that is Gojira, that is known as Godzilla. It was as Japanese of a celebration, even Miyazaki's final film, The Boy and the Heron, won Best Anime Feature. It almost makes up the fact that of what Oppenheimer did. Dark joke aside, Godzilla Minus One with a team of 35 with a budget of $10 to $15 million ended up winning Best Visual Effects. I still remember I went to the Egyptian Theater to watch the original Godzilla. I believe it was the 60th anniversary, and I got to see it with a friend of mine. By the way, the hugest Godzilla fan that I know of, if I somehow found a way to make, or what's supposed to be, an homage to Godzilla, he would be my consultant and researcher, hands down. Now, of course, I am not reviewing Godzilla Minus One. As much as I want to, the problem is that's a hard film to find. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. But no, instead of, you know, I just wanted to find a way in celebration of the success that Godzilla found a way to get one of the highest praise of accolades of awards. And also, great timing too, because also another Godzilla movie is about to be released in theaters, and I thought about reviewing a Godzilla movie. Which Godzilla movie that I'm reviewing today? Well, the Godzilla movie that I am reviewing today is the 1964 Godzilla Ghidorah, the three-headed monster. By the way, Zombobby, just to remind people, there will be some spoilers ahead. Thank you for that, Zombobby. A mysterious meteorite comes down. A princess is getting threatened of being assassinated, but is able to communicate with aliens, and Mothra tries to convince Godzilla and Rodan to fight Ghidorah. To be honest, I enjoyed this movie. It was well balanced with the human and monster fights of this movie. The practical effects aren't dated. There were some weird parts as in a game show on TV, but it kept with the plot though. But it was random. I enjoyed the design of Ghidorah that I even got inspiration from it and drew. Instead of a three-headed dragon, it was a three-headed dog, and it was my boss's dogs, two French bulldogs, which they go by the names of Boris and Pablo, and a pug that was named Turd. But instead of dragon wings, I gave dragonfly wings. I enjoyed the movie. It was interesting. Is it my favorite Toho Godzilla movie? Probably not, but is it great to watch? Yes. It's only an hour and a half. If you are a kaiju fan, you will enjoy this. Also, if anyone somehow knows the name of the blue Godzilla kaiju that looks similar to Godzilla but has a bigger belly and blue, I just remember playing with that when I was a kid, when I was little. It even had spiky blades on the tail. I'm not sure what the name of the kaiju monster was, but it was a awesome looking, and it was a great design. It was a great design, and even toy to play with. I I thought it was an interesting design for one of the many kaiju monsters out there. If anyone knows the name of that kaiju monster, let me know. So, Zombobby, do you have anything to add to this before we end up wrapping this review?
I just want to say that they had great practical effects, and not only that, but the fact of great camera tricks to the point making you believe that those fairies from Mothra's Island are actually real. You could tell that there were a lot of camera tricks in this movie, and at that time were great, and they are still great. And that they are still great.
To be honest, I can't really rate this movie, but I recommend it to people. Check it out if you're a fan of kaiju monsters, especially Godzilla. This was a great one. A little bit silly at times, but otherwise it was a great one. And that should do it for this episode of the Industry Horror Coffin Cast, as we close the lid on this episode of the Industry Horror Coffin Cast.
As we close the lid on this episode of the Industry Horror Coffin Cast.
This episode of the Industry Horror Coffin Cast is brought to you by Industry Horror and also Autism Works Print Shop. We employ autistic adults both at the store and at the warehouse in the trades of silkscreen printing, stickers, banners, and more. And if you are interested, you can contact industryhorror@gmail.com. You can also contact industryhorror.com. You can also contact autismworksprintshop.com. And also the social media pages of Instagram, Industry Horror, Autism Works Print Shop. We also even have a TikTok. So if you have TikTok, yes, Industry Horror also has a TikTok as well. No matter how large of a business, or as small of a business, or as large of an event, or as small of a gathering, we would be happy to help out with your silkscreen printing, stickers, banners, and more needs. And if you are interested to help keep employment for our autistic adults, you can shop online at industryhorror.com, or if you just so happen to be around the Ventura County area, you can stop by the store off of 518 East Main Street in downtown Ventura, right next to the Buffalo Exchange store, right across the street from the Century 10 movie theater. So check out for those episodes. Those will be coming out soon. And thank you, all of you industry horror heroes and casual listeners out there, as I'm Nathan, your host, telling you to make sure you listen on. If you enjoy episodes as this, make sure to listen on Spotify for podcasters, Apple Podcasts. Check out to see on the podcast platforms that you are listening to. You can listen on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and even sometimes on Tuesday around 6 p.m. Pacific time. Also, if you get annoyed with me talking about horror movies, well, I'm also on another podcast as well with a great buddy of mine, Tom McClain. No, not John McClain. You wished. All of you people wish that. But with Tom McClain, he's also known as the XL Comic. He talks about NFL football. I talk about college football. And it's a football podcast called Coffin Corners. You can listen to that around the weekend on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. Check out to see if you can listen on the podcast platforms that you're listening to. As I'm Nathan, your host,
And I'm Zom Bobby, your host. Telling all of you to have a horrid night.